Good morning. I'm Michael Hernandez. KRWG News Time is 7:45. The annual scorecard for the New Mexico Legislature was released this week by Conservation Voters New Mexico. More from Roz Brown at New Mexico News Connection.
Conservation Voters New Mexico has released its statewide conservation scorecard for the 2019 legislature. Communications Director Liliana Castillo notes that shortly after taking office, Democratic Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham focused on climate change. Castillo believes the executive order to place limits on greenhouse gas emissions from fossil fuel drilling is in line with residents' priorities.
New Mexicans across the board that really care about protecting our air, land, and water, and diversifying our economy, the things that people talk about as the most important things, right? We need more jobs and we need better education. We can do all of those things and protect our environment.
The scorecard analyzed 26 votes, 16 in the House and 10 in the Senate, on issues affecting air, land, and water. I'm Roz Brown.
A surge in migrants from Central and South America has filled shelters in the region, but now San Antonio is trying to care for a new group of people who've endured a much longer voyage from Africa. Texas Public Radio's Bonnie Petrie explains.
About a dozen people, families with young children, are gathered outside the San Antonio Migrant Resource Center, speaking French to a volunteer who's translating for them. They're from the Democratic Republic of Congo and the Republic of Congo, and they're among hundreds of African migrants in San Antonio, trying to figure out where to go next. The city's Migrant Services Coordinator, Tino Gallegos, says the first thing they try to do is reassure the migrants the basics are covered.
We have a safe space. We have a place for you to sleep. Your kids are going to be safe when they're inside this building. You know, you're going to have a place to sleep tonight that's not outside. We have bathrooms here for you to go to the bathroom. You know, we have food for you to eat.
Customs and Border Protection confirms there has been a surge in African migrants at the southern border. It reports agents apprehended more than 500 since May 30th. In San Antonio, I'm Bonnie Petrie.
To commentary now, and the question of compassion for strangers. Here's Algernon Damasa.
A long time ago, I encountered a man standing on Santa Monica Beach in California, looking at peace, if somewhat out of place, gazing across the Pacific Ocean. He looked to be in his 50s, wearing a collared shirt, slacks, and a wide-brimmed straw hat, as if he were reporting for a job. For some reason, my friend and I greeted him. The story he told us didn't add up. He was from Panama, traveling by bus. He had boarded a taxi, but the taxi took him to the beach instead. It didn't make sense. We took him to a restaurant. It was plain, watching him eat, that he needed a meal. We then drove him to the train station in downtown Los Angeles and spotted him some cash. He thanked us, took my office address so he could repay us, and he wandered toward the train platform. Back in the car, my friend said, "You know, we didn't see him get on a train." Our friends laughed at us. They assumed we'd let ourselves be swindled. The promised reimbursement never did come. What I remember most clearly now was watching a man eat as if he had been hungry at least a day. If some were inclined to mock us for feeding a man who was actually hungry, we were willing to suffer that. We took a measured risk to help somebody who may very well have been taking advantage of us. There's no single correct answer to the man in the straw hat. The right answer that day was to throw the guy a little something. The right answer in another situation might be to point someone toward services or maybe just keep on walking. How one measures those situations is a humane art. A lot of our friends took us for fools, as if that mattered. For many, the question was whether the man in the straw hat was sufficiently deserving of help. That was a reminder that many people have strong ideas about who deserves to eat. It also demonstrated how people measure themselves by other people's reactions, and especially strangers. We worry a lot about the impressions of strangers, especially if there's a possibility of them laughing at us. It's curious how much hospitality we lend in our minds to these imaginary strangers, more so than even the people who are actually in front of us. We walk around throwing money away or endangering ourselves, then maybe we're being a little foolish. Maybe that's a misguided notion about being generous, Sometimes the compassionate response to a request is no. The idea of generosity can become another phantom shouting at us in our minds. But to greet a person with clarity, offering a hand or a burrito, that can be as simple and direct as the foot finding the brake pedal when the situation needs it. With the weekly Desert Sage Commentary, I'm Algernon Damassa.
Algernon Damassa's columns appear in the Las Cruces Sun News. You can also read him in the local viewpoint section at krwg.org. Damassa's opinions are his own and do not necessarily represent the views of KRWG or NMSU.